You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The now-shuttered Elitch Theater in North Denver is ready for its second act. Supporters have come up with $500,000, and that means they can begin work on reopening the cultural gem. Elitch first opened in 1891. Hollywood legends like Douglas Fairbanks, Grace Kelly, and Robert Redford performed on its stage. It closed in the 1990s. Jose Mercado talked to CPR's Pat Mack. Mercado is a theater professor at CU Denver.
Jose, thanks for joining us.
Great to be back.
What did you think when you hit your fundraising goal?
Hallelujah. It was an incredible milestone and an important moment for the Elitch Theater. The City of Denver's Office of Economic Development awarded us a grant a year ago for $425,000. We had to match it by 25%, and we just did that. And this will allow us to begin construction on the interior and allow audiences to come back and enjoy performances for the first time in over 20 years.
Let's talk a little bit about the work that you have to do. You have to get inside and make it safe, I guess.
Huh? Right. There's a lot of work to be done in the what's underneath the house. The foundation itself needs to be worked on. We need to level the rake of the aisles so that they're not so steep. There are codes that need to be addressed that didn't exist 121 years ago when the theater was built. And it's been somewhat dilapidated over the last 20 years, so a lot of love needs to be given to the theater.
When do you hope to reopen?
Fall of 2013 is the goal. We're already thinking of some of the performances that will take place. There's a Tony Award-winning actress who is potentially going to perform on the Elitch stage. And then lots of instruction, arts education will take place. We envision this as an all-city theater. Denver Public Schools has an all-city stadium. This is going to be their all-city theater.
Why the focus on arts education?
Well, I've been teaching in Denver for the last 10 years almost. I taught at North High School prior to my appointment at the university, and I saw firsthand how impactful theater and arts were in the lives of our kids. North High School at the time had a graduation rate of 25%. Meaning 75% of those kids fell through the cracks. However, those involved in theater graduated at 97%. And there's just incredible data out there about the importance of arts and how it equals to academic success done by the National Endowment for the Arts and other federal agencies. And so we want to make that the heart of our programming at the Elitch Theater and still conduct professional performances. Sean King of Dvochka is going to be my music director, and he'll curate amazing performances from bands that will perform on that stage. And there will always be an educational component so that these professionals who come will conduct master workshops with the students.
And maybe show some films on the in the theater.
Absolutely. It's going to be a multidisciplinary cultural center. It was the first theater to show a film in the state of Colorado, and we're going to continue to show not only the classic films, but the great up-and-coming filmmakers. So film will be an important component to music, theater, of course, celebrating all disciplines of the arts.
And right now you're showing classic movies that star some of the alums from the Elitch Theater, showing that as an outdoor film series. How's that been going?
It's been fantastic. We had our greatest showing just last week with Grace Kelly in Rear Window. Hundreds came out to enjoy that film. It was a beautiful night. It's fantastic with the Elitch Theater in the background, and folks are coming early to get a tour of the space. New citizens of Denver who don't know about the theater's history are coming through to take a tour to learn about this great landmark. So it's turning out to be one of our greatest events at the Elitch Theater.
Jose, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jose Mercado is a theater professor at CU Denver and head of the Elitch Theater, which is going to get some TLC and, supporters hope, reopen in the fall of 2013. By the way, the next outdoor film is this evening, and it's Sunset Boulevard.